And good morning to you. This is the Tuesday edition of Down to Brass Tacks. You can reach us by calling 4341-790. You can also reach us at brasstacks@starcomnetwork.net. You can send an email to that address, or you can send a WhatsApp message to 266-IVOB, which is 266-4862. Now that's send a WhatsApp message. Don't try to call us. We can't take WhatsApp calls at the moment. There was a message on the WhatsApp on Sunday, and I saw it back again yesterday when David was on, that asked the question about taxation in the tourism sector, given that, quote, the tourism sector was under pressure. I dragged up the Sunday newspaper to check in particular, because I read the story on Sunday and it referred specifically to cruise tourism. Today's newspaper, with the front page story on 7,000 crop over visitors bypassing hotels and using Airbnb, brings into focus the changing face of hospitality in Barbados, which is something I think we need to pay attention to when we look at the comments made by the Minister of Tourism about the crisis in cruise. Because some of the things mentioned in that report, for example, the cleanliness of our city, the way we treat our visitors, is going to resonate right across the board. We have to understand this connectivity between what we consider a visitor to Barbados or a tourist to be, and what a tourist in fact is. Because when you have people coming from not only the metropolitan countries, New York, London, Toronto, etc., those metropolitan cities, but people from around the region. I remember last crop over, I pointed it out while on air, and again during the course of this year, I pointed it out as well, that almost 3 of every 5 people I spoke to last crop over were not resident in Barbados. They may have been Bajans, yes, but they lived somewhere else, and they came back for crop over. 1, 2, they brought friends with them. And 3, they were not returning to their country of residence when they left Barbados. They were going to another festival somewhere else in the Caribbean. So whether they were doing the Vinci Mass, Kadumant, Spice Mass, or Antigua Carnival, they were on a festival train through the Caribbean. The question of how we treat our city, how we treat our country, and how one thing is connected to the other. If you have a situation where there is a problem on the south coast with sewage, the people who, and you have to close the beach, for example, because the beach is still closed, the people who ply their trade on the beach would not be happy. On Sunday, one of the contributors talked about people standing in a car park or sitting in a car park having lunch with sewage all around them. And they said that person cannot be expected to give good service after they've done this for about 2 years. But you also have to look at the fact that if that person does not give good service to those who come to Barbados, then we will not get the money needed from our visitors to be able to fix the problem, either on the south or on any other coast. So we have to understand the connectivity between what we do and how it affects how we earn our living. What we have to understand is this. I saw a comment attributed to the former Minister of Water Resources, who said that the same people who advised him, the same people advising the current minister, and that the minister's comments about the wells not working were made when somebody was out of the country, and when they return, they'll talk about the capacity of the wells and how they should be working and whatever else. If we have the same people giving the same advice and the problem is not fixed, don't you think it's time we get somebody else to give us advice on how to fix the problem? A gentleman came into this, called the studio during one of our exchanges on the South Coast Sewage Project, and said that he had put forward a proposal, but nobody listened to him. Is it time we listen to him? Can we fix it? Are we fixing it? If we do not get these things right, then we will continue to talk about whether the cruise sector is in crisis, whether the 7,000 people who came to Barbados and enjoyed their crop over while staying at places other than hotels will continue to have a good image of our country and to say, yes, this is where we want to go next crop over and the crop over after that, or come for Christmas or some other time. We have to understand sooner or later that we're not somebody else's problem to fix. our problems are ours and we have to fix it. So 434-1790, you can give me your call and we can have a discussion. Brass Dax, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
DJ.
How are you,
sir? I think this will be the first time talking to you on Brass Dax.
Well, it's good to have you, sir.
All right, thanks. The issue that I'm having, well, I would have heard it mentioned already on several times on the program, and it was relating to vehicles with defaults that would have come in, and then the companies here that actually import the vehicles would be saying, well, we didn't sell it to you,
so we're not fixing it.
Right, we didn't receive that batch, mm-hmm. so there's nothing to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, if you want to compare that to a judgment I saw handed down in the United States in reference to a weed killer that we have here, mainly Roundup.
Yeah.
And it was saying that this, some product or compound in the Roundup causes cancer. So my thinking is that if a judgment was handed down in the States with enough evidence to say yes directly that this compound causes cancer, why is it that we would have to wait till thousands are poisoned in Barbados to take it off the shelf? So my question is, what in the meantime is happening in Barbados with this particular product? Because as I said, it would have happened with vehicles, now it's this product, and I know last month or 2 months ago it was powder from Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah, the baby powder
right.
thing. So, you know, it's one of the things I had flagged to raise at some point during Brass Dax. And that's the question of the BNSI, the Barbados National Standards Institution. Because one of the things that the SurveyMonkey asked was the question of various government entities and how they function and why they function the way they do. I have seen products on the shelf in Barbados without English anywhere in the instructions. And I keep wondering how it is product get into Barbados that we're using and there are no instructions clearly on English on it. And this thing about Roundup is one of those that I flagged as well, because if you have situations in other jurisdictions with products and services, I think the best thing for us to do is start checking and seeing, one, if they're here, two, if they're properly labeled, three, if there is some action that we need to take urgently to fix it. Because we should not wait until somebody here falls ill or somebody here has an issue, or 5 years after it was flagged somewhere else, we suddenly say, but wait, perhaps that's the reason why this has been happening. Perhaps this is the reason why that has been happening. We have too many situations in Barbados, and I'm going to stress, especially on cleaning products and products that we use to sanitize, etc., where they actually either A, being used incorrectly, B, flagged for having carcinogens, or have some problem that we need to flag. And we seem to believe that somehow we're protected by, I don't know, perhaps the Almighty, and nothing will happen to us. And when people at age 25, 35, in the same location start dropping, we suddenly start asking why. And by then it's too late. I saw the thing on Roundup. As I said, I flagged that because there are a couple other cleaning agents that I have some issues with, because I see them on all supermarket shelves and the language they're in, I'm not sure what it is. I can't read it. It's not Spanish and it's not French. The hieroglyphics are indecipherable. So it's BNSI and those institutions that are set up to act as a buffer who need to take action, or the ministry or somewhere else to say, look, we have checked this product, we have noted the concerns raised overseas, and these are the steps we're taking to try to fix it. I think that's the best we could do, sir.
I was just wondering if the company or companies that bring them in are going to tell us that batch didn't make it to Barbados. That's all I want to say.
So this question, okay, thank you, sir. This question of the batch making it to Barbados is something that I have a problem with even with motor cars. Because there is a particular brand of vehicle that I had some issues with. I have a problem with some of the things we see. Because as I said, I think we think that Barbados is protected by a shield that says some of the things that affect other countries will not affect us. 4341790, Brass Stacks, good morning.
Good morning. May I make a contribution, please?
Sir, go right ahead, please.
Thank you very much.
Go ahead. You're live on air, sir. Sir, you're live on air. Go ahead, please. Okay. Let's try another call. This is down to Brass Stacks. Good morning.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
I'm good. And you?
I'm being okay.
Okay. You got any information about that get together before getting anything serious that I was talking to you about?
No, sir. I have nothing on it yet. Too many people are out of the jurisdiction. Corey is out till October. Sanka is out until September. Peter is in Strasbourg. I'm not sure when he's going to be back, perhaps October too. So it's down to David and myself and Lisa. So until they get back.
All right. Today, mm-hmm. when you leave your workplace,
mm-hmm.
I will let you sir, don't sit down over here, lawyer. Number one, you know.
Don't do what?
Don't touch anything. Don't sit down where I'm going to ask you to go.
So where you want me to go there?
That's the bus terminal.
Okay.
Ever sit down, the possibility exists it might become a carrier of chinks.
Okay, so where you want to send me?
This is not coming because down there.
No, I don't think it is at all.
That baston, even with the chink out of the picture, that bus terminal is filthy. That needs shutting down, and I don't know if industrial cleaning is the correct term. If it isn't, you can. That needs to be cleaned thoroughly. Everything in there, even in the buses, Dennis. You pass your hand on the dashboards, the buses. It don't dirt no more grain. The fans in the bus terminal covered with dust. I mean, completely covered with dust.
Sir, that building, if I've been reminded, was opened back in 1985. This is 2018. If we're going to close the E. Humphrey Walker building.
Hold on, wait a minute. Wait, mm-hmm. sir. Closed, I don't mean shut down.
Sir, I want it shut down. Sir, I want it shut down, and I'm about to tell you why. If we could close the E. Humphrey Walcott building, because there is a suspicion of bed bugs in there, and we're going to close it down for industrial cleaning. If we're going to close down the Supreme Court that just got built the other day for industrial cleaning, if there is a problem with bed bugs in and around the environs of the bus terminal, shut it down, seal it off, power wash, clean whatever it is that is required, clean the bathrooms, clean the roof, clean it, because that is where people gather. One, two, it is where people eat. They set their vendors selling food there. If we go shut it for a weekend, shut it for a weekend. If a weekend is too valuable for the people there, sir, the health of a country cannot be trivialized, cannot be played with. We need to start fixing things in this country and letting people see that it's being fixed. Because, and I made the comment on the South Coast, and I'll make it on transportation. No, somebody who cannot earn their living because a beach is closed, because we have a sewage problem, is not going to be happy paying a sewage bill. They're going to be upset. So somebody who has to take a bus and has to sit in the bus stand and wait for 4 hours for a bus, if they're being bitten, they're going to be vexed for two reasons. One, they don't get a bus. And two, their health is at risk. So we cannot continue to say, you can get fixed. We can't.
When you said I thought you meant shut down all together for good.
No.
Along the same
lines. Power wash the outside, lines. Clean the windows, clean the surroundings, move the stalls. Whatever you gotta do, tell the people, look, we got a problem. It gonna affect your income if we let it continue. If bed bugs get into your stalls, your health is gonna be compromised. We closing it down for Monday, Tuesday, whatever, and it is going to be cleaned, full stop. And then we go back.
A friend, I have a friend who, when they're moving to their apartment, they had a serious problem with cockroaches in Santa Pete. And they got someone to clean the place. A small man with a two-member staff. And this person has been living there now for over 2 years. And they don't have, you don't see a cockroach, nothing anymore, right? If government could acquire the services of that man, that would be great. And if somebody calls into one of our party and put the buses, then people can catch it, they can go up on the hospital ground, they can go up on Queen's Park.
Man, we just have a new terminal that we build ourselves for ZR vans and mini buses. We put them out there. Look.
And talking about terminals, let me shift briefly to the Princess Alice. I hear people complaining about the person who designed the what do you call it now? The shade. I am blaming the
bus
person
shelter.
Who...
It's a bus shelter.
I am blaming that. I am blaming that person. You know who I blame? Who approve it? Who approve it, Dennis? I don't want to talk about that no more here.
Look, sir.
Because when that can get accepted, anybody who send a plan to turn country planning and get turned on, they got grounds, they got serious ones to challenge them.
Somebody say industrial cleaning can't help the bus stand. The chinks are very small and have gone into all the micro crevices. So you tell me we can't lick it down then? There must be some way to clean it. I don't know.
That same guy, he just can't give up on that. And these chinks that I saw pictures of these chinks. And these chinks are like the ones that I had years ago.
Nothing is like the ones they had years ago, sir. They've been made stronger by the various things we've flit and sprayed and used to clean it. Sir, look, we have a problem in Barbados. And one of the problems we claim that we've had, we've identified it as a problem, is the doing what we say we're going to do. We got a fancy name for it, but simply put, doing what we say we're going to do. Okay? Implementation deficit disorder was a fancy name we put to it. If we have to tear down the bus stand and build another one, we got the empty market space next day there that we could start doing it. I said so for the last 10, 15 years. The problem is I am not an architect. I ain't qualified in nothing. I just run my mouth. Okay? So I'll leave it there. Listen, Dame Billy Miller apparently had a vision of prettying up the environs of the city which she represented. That's what has been said, so I'm going along with that. Good. We decided to fix the waterway. It was dredged, it was nicely done. I see fellas racing boats. It was supposed to be extended past Queen's Park and go all the way up to the Globe. Perhaps that's still on hold because of money. Okay. But when we look at what we've done to that area, the area across from Starcom Network here was grassed, nice, and people now parking cars on it and destroying the grass. Yeah. It's now littered with all sorts of boxes, plastic, paper cup. Sometimes everything is gathered up nicely and put in a corner and then somebody scatters it, whether it's a dog, a vagrant, I don't know, or even the wind. Then you walk across the bridge and you see people have thrown all sorts of bits and pieces into the waterway where there used to be fish swimming and even a turtle and birds returning. We messed it up. We have a habit of treating the city as though it belonged to somebody else. And somebody else can fix it. That nonsense has to stop.
You know something too, Dennis? When it gets people disfiguring and loitering, rather than hit them hard, enforce the laws, enforce the fees, they get a blessed slap on the back, clean up. If we are serious about this thing, as you always say, we have to continually making examples of people who are caught to show people this is a joke thing. And you know, then it says, I've been sitting, that's of your time. I will let somebody else get in.
Have a good day, sir. Take care. This is Down to Brass Tack.
Good morning, Mr. Johnson.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm not bad, and you?
Not too bad. Now, that gentleman talked about the ching. Last night, I was speaking to a friend of mine, and she mentioned that, do you know, when I went to sleep, I dreamed there was a chink on me. You should see me jump out that way.
I hope you didn't disturb the whole neighborhood.
It's just not like that thing was biting me, you know. And oh God, it was a terrible dream. But what has been going on for years, what they need to do is, as you said, close it down. You know, close it down for a month. Whatever they got
can't
to
take
do.
That long.
Yes, fumigate it. It's nasty. People go there and sit down, and some of them wet themselves. And, you know, it's terrible. And the buses, too. I don't know. The buses need fumigating and start fresh. Things got to be done. Yeah, Sunday now, I hear the gentleman talking about tourism, and I forget his name, Mr. Ryan Strong.
Mm-hmm.
But what Bridgetown need, every night, Bridgetown need to be washed down, especially where the taxi stands on the alleyway. It's really, really have a...
Do you know it happens?
Hmm?
Do you know that from time to time, certainly I've seen River Road, I've seen it happen in River Road, I've seen it down by Cheapside along the Barbados Water Authority's trucks wash the streets in various areas of Bridgetown. I've seen it, so I know it happens.
Yeah.
Now, how far they go and how many streets and when, I can't tell you, but I've seen them doing it. So I know it happens.
But it needs to be used with disinfectant and bleach, because I have a friend called me, and she was with someone that came over, and the person have to run into a shop and buy a bottle of water, put it in their mouth and wash out. Like, the smell was so bad, you know? And
bleach has to be controlled, and you can't just use it anyhow.
Okay,
that's why I made the comment earlier when the fellow talked about wronged up. There are some things that have to be used on certain surfaces in certain ways. You can't just use them as you know, you think would be necessary. Bleach is one of the things I worry about.
But funny enough, Saturday I bought a bottle of Roundup, because you know there is a certain area, you like behind where I live, there's trees and things growing up, so I buy it to go and chew the roots. Right. But now I don't know what to do with it, because I'm scared now to even open the bottle, you know? And I think it should be taken off the shelf in Barbados. The Ministry of Health should do something and make sure everyone return it and get their money back, because if it's proven that it caused cancer, why should we in the West Indies allow this to happen, come in, because lots of that sell every week and it should be taken off the shelf. And that's what I say, you know?
Well, ma'am, the whole question of the importation of various cleaning agents and various these types of products. Islands in the Caribbean are taking steps because of either A, the misuse, or B, they've been flagged in various countries for other reasons. Gramoxone, for example, has been used as a agent of death, let me put it that way, in Trinidad and Tobago for years. People drink it, and you know, when they try to commit suicide. So they're taking steps to control the use or the sale of gramoxone. If you have agents that are supposed to be cleaning agents, but they're being used incorrectly, or they're written in a language
that
you don't understand, or the writing is so small that people don't pay attention to it, then
that's
sometimes
true.
You have to protect the public from themselves. Unfortunately, we do not have the tradition in Barbados for institutions like the BNSI to print notices in the newspaper on a regular basis, or use the radio to disseminate information so that people would learn to start taking care. One of my pet peeves, and I will admit that it's a peeve of mine, is plastic chairs. The plastic chairs that we see all over the place being used for in all functions all over Barbados. Some white or green plastic chairs. Sometimes people stack two of them, one on top of the other, and sit in them to give themselves a little height.
That's me. Stop it from going
you
away.
You think it's stopping from breaking, but it may cause it to break more. And this is the reason why I'm saying it. In Trinidad, for example, The Ministry of Consumer Affairs mandates that those chairs carry a label on it that says the maximum weight of the person that can sit on it, one. Two, the surface on which you can put the chair. So you can't put it on this tile, you can't put it on pool decks, and the maximum weight. And there's a label on the chair that says that. They mandate that it happens. They also take ads out in the Weekend and other newspapers advising people on the maximum weight, the way to use the chair, and the surfaces on which you should not use the chair. Those chairs are sold in Barbados. They're all over the place. They're being rented. I have never seen a sign on one.
I've never seen one. Because
and I've seen them broken too. So I don't think they break by magic. They would have to be broken by somebody sitting on it or breaking because they dry rot or whatever. But no, I don't see a sign on it.
No, because if you're overweight, like me, you shouldn't be sitting on a chair unless you put two and three together. And that's what, when I go out, my friends make sure that they double the chair for me.
But if the chair is doubled, and this is why I tell you it may be more dangerous for you, is this. You still have four legs only on the ground. Four legs of a chair that is only supposed to support X weight. You've now put another chair on top of it. Those chair legs are not touching the ground. They're off the ground. So you now have your weight and another chair on it. And that may be more dangerous. I still feel this is where institutions like the BNSI and other agencies set up to protect the public, for the consuming public, need to make a statement on how these chairs can be used, put labels on it, and start putting standards in place that we adhere to. It can't be that difficult. It can't be. Because that's, it's already in use somewhere else. It's the same chair.
Yeah, but Mr. Johnson, now I want to tell the public, we, the BLP, are only in government not even 2 months yet, on the 25th. Not even 3 months yet. It's going to take at least 2 years or a year for us to get things going. And I am confident, yes, because right now, they look at the bus terminal, look at other places that need doing, the roads need doing, no buses, no garbage truck. You know, things is going to be very hard. And we got to give this, my government, a chance to make things right. It's going to take time. It's going to take money. And I am prepared. Whatever my government say, and I've got the money, I am going to pay. Because I want to see Barbados back to punching above their weight.
Okay,
and that's all. Thank you very much.
Thank you. It's good hearing you. Haven't heard you in a while. Brass Dax, good morning.
Morning, Mr. Moderator.
Yes, sir. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. And you?
I'm trying to be good.
Okay. Now, your first call was not something good. But he didn't make his statement all the way, so I want to finish with him and then add.
Okay.
This table wronged up. A guy sued the wronged up company, and he was awarded $270 million, and the company appeal it. The other part to his contribution I was expecting him to reveal is this. If, say, for example, wrongdoing makes somebody in Barbados sick or gives somebody in Barbados cancer, and you can prove that it is wrongdoing, then what happens to that person? It is the same thing I was saying about asbestos. The other day when I had the engineers and Dr. Allen on the calling program, I wanted to extend my contribution, but I was not able to do so. But I wanted to add to my contribution by saying that asbestos gives you mesothelioma, which is a lung cancer, and it also gives you asbestosis, which is a lung disease.
So how does the asbestos give you that?
Because of when asbestos get old, the edges, it shear, and it's like pieces of cotton.
Right. Asbestos has to be broken, and the particles have to find their way into your system. That's what you're saying?
Correct.
Good. Cool. Go ahead.
And that is what happens, right? So I was saying, like, the question I was asking is this. I would like to know, or not know, I would like to see the government put something in place where people in Barbados can also be compensated for diseases that was that they contract.
But you have to, you have to prove it, sir.
Okay.
Let me but hold on. I'm not telling you you're not onto something. I'm not telling you wrong. I'm asking you if you have ever heard it said, Mr. X or Y died of cancer, and the cancer was caused by exposure to A, B, C, or D. Have you ever heard it? I don't know if we've done it. I don't know if we've pressed to find out. I don't know. There were a number of, I think at one point, people were asking why people who taught at a certain place were dying. Because the public made that connection in their minds. That connection was never made either by a medical examiner or by as a cause of death. They simply said so-and-so died of whatever. But people say, wait, but as a third person who worked in X or Y that seemed to have died recently. But that's all we hear. So unless you pin it down to something. You see, in the United States, there are forensic people. People pursue this and they look for a link saying why. I don't know we have that reputation or that we do it in Barbados.
But let me just say to you,
mm-hmm.
the reason that we may not be able to do it is because, I may be wrong in saying this, the reason we may not be doing it is because we may not have that kind of expertise to really substantiate the claims that the affected might be making.
Mm-hmm.
Example, if someone has, like I know...
Hold on. You see, that's the problem. Because somebody said, and I told you again, if the particles are not broken and flying about, if the roof is not broken in any way, you can't make that connection just so. That's why I asked you in particular, how does asbestos affect the person? Because the asbestos roofs over Barbados in various places, that if apparently you don't interfere with it and you're not broken, you can't say it's causing anything. Yes, sir.
I understand that you are the kind of person that leaves the hobby and go to sites to see things for yourself.
That ain't true at all. I don't know why y'all keep saying so. That ain't true.
But I heard the last time you leave the hobby.
You know how much licks I get for that? Let me make it plain. I was going in that direction to do something. And because I was passing there, and because of the comments made, I said, let me see. I didn't leave here to go and investigate anything, because people start writing and sending messages. Maybe I should come next Sunday. Perhaps I should have been there last Wednesday. How come Dennis didn't come last week when he burned it? Sir, I don't investigate a thing.
Anyway, let me go past that.
As work at a radio station.
Let me go past that and tell you, this is the point I wanted to make to you.
Mm-hmm.
The workers' compound at the port.
Yes, sir.
You know the workers' compound?
Yes,
that's
sir.
That's the building right outside the port gate there where the workers assemble in the morning before they go on duty.
Yes, sir.
If you have to go down there and look at that building, the top of that building, you can see at the edges of the building what I was just telling you about, where there's the asbestos flying around like cotton.
So,
that is the kind of things that I'm talking about.
Okay,
and I just simply feel that I know the government just is a new government and they can't do everything all at once, but I'm suggesting to them that they need to look at this asbestos issue in this country, because in America they set aside $350 billion to compensate people who was afflicted by this asbestos issue. And I want to know if we can be a part of that $350 billion, if we can prove that people in this country has developed mesothelioma or asbestosis because of working in an asbestos environment.
Okay, sir. No problem.
All right.
Mm-hmm.